Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Welcome back, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you know who I am. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. For those of you who just tuned in, who've never listened to us before, it's hard to imagine that there's anybody out there who hasn't listened to us before, but maybe there is like one person who just came, was just born, perhaps. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's our good friend, a longtime original member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, the 2002 Home-Based Business Person of the Year, Home-Based Business Advocate, I should say, of the year, chosen by the SBA. And nobody on planet Earth works harder or does more for home-based businesses than Beverly Williams, and she's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
How are things in Western Maryland?
Well, it's spring here, finally. We get spring a little later than most of the rest of the country.
Yeah, you know, the rest of the country's already got summer, right?
I know. That's all right. I could do without that one quite yet. But yes.
So you think the snow's over?
I wouldn't say that. Yeah. We could easily have another snow. We had ice on the deck the other day. So, you know, it's just one of those things you just never quite know.
It's beautiful country, though.
It is. We love it here. We love it.
What do you see when you look out across the landscape? Now, Western Maryland reminds me of an awful lot of what I like to call flyover America. Some people don't like that term, but I do. I like it because it's, as you know, we've got the high population centers on both coasts.
Mm-hmm.
And flyover America is really more representative of heartland America, I think, and small town America. Not that there aren't any small towns on the coast, but basically you got a lot of country, a lot of expanse where there's one little town after a little town, and in the 20th century there were lots of major factories, lots of major companies across the country that were associated with many of these little towns, and many of those factories are not there anymore.
That's correct.
At least the big plants. Now there's a lot of manufacturing going on more and more in America these days. I'm glad to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But back to my original thought, Bev. I'm looking across America, and I look at Garrett County where you are there in Western Maryland, and I don't know how you guys feel about your little area there, but you're an awful lot like the rest of Heartland America.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think, you know, people talk about open space, and I think space is the key word here. We have space, and that's what makes it so special. When you go to the metropolitan areas and you sort of feel confined, and
mm-hmm.
I love the freedom of the open space, even though we certainly have neighbors, I certainly can look out and see businesses, but it's more space. And that's really nice. Really.
Well,
nice.
It is, but it does create, and I won't say challenges, but it requires looking at, if you want to be a business owner, it requires that business model that you have. It requires a different look than if you're downtown, if you're in a city or a, you know, even a small town where you move down on the main street, where you've got people that when you've got an area like Garrett County, and you've got people all over the place, not necessarily that many big, you know, downtown areas. If you want to be a business owner, you've got to think differently, don't you?
You do. There's a different attitude that you have to have, because you're not going to get the walk-by traffic that you would in, you know, downtown Rockville.
Or even if you have walk-in traffic, like if you're, you know, in one of the towns there in Garrett County, even if you do, it may not be enough to sustain you.
Well, that's a big problem. They call us a four-season resort area here, but as I counsel people on their business startups, I remind them that four seasons doesn't necessarily mean four seasons of income for you. It depends a lot on your business and how you plan it and how you market it. and that's a major, major thing here. And I think that's true for a lot of places outside of metropolitan areas, is how do you sustain an income over the entire year? The I just had a thought, and it went right out the window with the bird.
Well, you know, Beverly, when I drive by, one of my favorite things to do as I drive across America is to look at the little bitty, teeny tiny businesses and little shops and things in there, and there's everything under the sun. I drove by a little place yesterday called all they sold was beads.
Huh.
Now, I don't buy a lot of beads myself.
You don't?
No.
Oh, my.
And I actually have no idea what these beads would be used for or who would be their customers. Who would be their prospects? I admit to having a sheltered life when it comes to beads. And to my ignorance. I admit to my ignorance when it comes to beads.
Mm-hmm.
But this was a little business and there was a big "We're open" sign in their window, and by golly, if you wanted beads, they were ready to lay them on you. And I'm thinking, okay, how many people are going to drive by or walk by and buy beads? And this fits home-based business owners. My thought here, and I'm just saying that you've got to have a multi-prong approach to the marketplace. You can't just say through that front door will come all of my opportunity.
I had someone ask me the other day who's starting a home-based business if they needed a website, and I think that's what you're talking about, is not only depending on where you are, not depending on where you are, no matter where you are, you have to be diverse in your marketing efforts. When you're home-based and you're invisible to so many places and people, your market, then having a website is what a lot of people are looking for these days. I mentioned that someone...
Can we call that... What I'd like to do, Beverly, is call that a channel.
Mm-hmm.
The internet is one channel.
That's correct. It's not the only one.
And I'm going to let you take this and run in just a second. But folks, you got to think about channels. The internet is one channel. Direct mail is one channel. The telephone is one channel. Email is one channel. You yourself, going out and walking along and knocking on doors or whatever, you're a channel. And when we come back, I'm going to get Beverly to talk to us about how to develop those channels and why you should. We'll be right back after these messages. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, which is a book that if you're home-based or want to be, you got to have. And you can find it wherever books are sold. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend Beverly Williams. Beverly, give us your website, please.
That's www.beverlywilliams.com.
BeverlyWilliams.com. So check it out. I know that you've got quite a bit of content there for them, and they can also find more about your book there, can't they?
Yes, they certainly can. What they can find in there. It was interesting. I had someone ask me the other day, isn't there any place I can just go and get some plain English information about how to do this? Well, as a matter of fact, that's why I wrote. Don and I felt like there was not anything in plain English.
Right.
And so this is a step-by-step book, everything that you need to know, including how to write your business plan and a marketing plan.
She's talking about, folks, is Don Cooper, who's her co-author. Beverly, let's get back to the channels. We were talking about the channels, the different ways. I'd like for folks to start thinking about that. And whether you're, even if you're not home-based, folks, if you're, regardless of what you're doing, but especially home-based folks, because Beverly, as you know, one of the channels for a home-based business is typically not through the front door.
Very seldom through the front door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're a traditional, storefront type of business, whether you're on Main Street or not, there is a front door people can walk through, but in home base, they're not. So you've got to develop channels, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Talk
just
to us
like
about
you,
some of those.
You were
talking about the website when I interrupted you.
That's okay. When you were talking about driving through a small town and you happen to notice this, you know, bead shop, that's the disadvantage that home-based businesses have. 9 times out of 10, they don't even have a sign out front. They may not be allowed to have a sign out front. And so it's very important to determine the best marketing methods for your type of business, which may or may not be what everybody else is doing. You need to know what others are doing, particularly your competition, but it may not be the best thing for you. So once you've written your business plan or your plan of business, however you want to word that to be comfortable with it, but once you've gotten your roadmap for what your business is all about and how you want to get to where you're going, working through those different channels to market is really important. Having a marketing plan, I think, is one of the more important things for home-based businesses than just about anything else that they can do, because you are the silent underground economy when you're sitting in your home-based office, and you have got to find a way to get your news out, your service, your product, whatever it is. You have to find a way to tell the world that you're there, because they're not going to come to your door.
And you got to. And when you think about those channels, you have to cross-pollinate them. You have to, for example, make sure one of your channels would be when you're walking around in person and you give somebody a card, you just created a little channel to somebody. That card needs to have not only your address and phone number, but your website.
Right.
So that then somebody can go later and go to your website, come get to you from that. Maybe you meet them face to face, but they do business with you through your website channel.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You need to be careful about how you do it, and don't just look at it through your own eyes. Ask other people to help you evaluate the channels that you're developing. For instance, I had someone the other day who asked me to look at their website, and the very first thing that I noticed was that the most prominent thing on the website was their web name, their web address.
Mm-hmm.
But it don't need that there. It doesn't need to be taking up that kind of space.
That's right.
So sometimes we get a little ahead of ourselves.
If they're there, they already know your web address.
That's exactly right. It's really important. You may be really excited about what you're doing and how you're doing it, but if other people don't have the same perception of that message that you're trying to get out there, you may have lost your market. So it's important to have another set of eyes, another pair of ears, another brain helping you work through some of those so that you're not, you don't have tunnel vision in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really hard for home-based businesses because they are isolated in their home office. And that's why it's so important to have a network of support. And I know we've sort of gone into lots of different areas for what home-based businesses need. But that really is a vital piece. When you're isolated in your home office, you need somebody else to be able to bounce ideas off of. And a network of other home-based business owners is really important to you.
Well, one of the things that that you talking about developing channels, you know, just think of all the different ways that you can maybe if you're making a product at home, and you're offering it to a retail store downtown to sell on their shelves. That's a channel. That's a retail channel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
you're making something that can be wholesale. That's a channel.
Mm-hmm.
So the main thing is you've got to, and Barry, I agree with you, you get other people to help you with this, and then you can help them. You guys, you can share these ideas. But the main thing is focus on all the different ways that folks can reach you and that you can reach them. And because if you don't, you're going to wind up with one direction, whatever it is that you've thought of. And if it's the mail, for example, you're going to be out of business when the mail doesn't run.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have a lot of different ways. Beverly, give us your website one more time, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
Beverly Williams is an original member of our Brain Trust, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, and we can't do without her. Beverly, thanks for being here. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break, right back with Jonathan Zook right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, and this show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administer.
And you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.